Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Sorry about that.
Hey.
Hi there. Let me get started. Just a second.
I have no idea what's happening.
Today is Monday, December 7th, 2020, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Welcome and happy Monday. It's Master Your Mindset Monday, and if you have listened in before, you know how excited I am about that. It's the day that we journey through our thought places and processes, so, you know, take a trip around some backstreet thinking, some thought paths and patterns that may have guided you off in the wrong direction, any of us, all of us. Some thoughts that maybe even now could be steering you into a collision. It happens. We go there because, you know what, we've been there. And we have learned, we know, and we realize that there is only one way to stay on fast track thinking, and that's to master your mindset. How do you do that, you ask? Well, first thing I would say is that I'd invite you to go into my Blog Talk website and check out 10 years of Master Your Mindset editions that will give you a wonderful jump start. You know, we've been doing this for a while. We have traveled deep and far, and we have lots more in store, yeah, even today. Last month, we took a look at Getting Past the Pain of Our Past, Part 1, and we'll continue that conversation today, part two of The Pain of My Past, I Won't Look Back, and my radio BFF superstar, our Cassandra McShepherd, joins me again for another great conversation. Welcome, Cassandra.
Silver, how are you?
Oh, I'm awesome.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. We had a little bit of a false start today, but we shall press on, persevere, we shall.
Well, that was me. I was attempting to make some adjustments, and I hit the wrong button and disconnected myself from the show. So anyway, here we are, and let's rock and let's roll. You know what I'd like to do first?
Yes.
And just let us take a little walk back into what we talked about. I want to invite anybody who's listening to do a couple of things. Check out that show from last month. We are typically on the first Monday of every month with Master Your Mindset shows. That's the first thing. And so we'll take a little walk back through that and get you up to speed with what we're going to be talking about today. I hope that sounds good to you. There's a lot to hear. Last show, every show was really great, but you know, we really I think we really got some good insight on what we shared last month. I'll just go over, Cassandra, and you know what, just jump in and say whatever you say. I'm just going to go on those bullets that we used.
I think
last
a recap
time
is good. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the first things we talked about is our past can be a detriment to our future and our goals. And that's not new info, but we typically don't say things that are the typical things in regard to some of this. I think it's wonderful how we don't actually, you know, like try to repeat what people have heard 1,000 times. They know that it can be a detriment, but the developing, what we talk about often is developing how we think about what we're doing, and instead of just some stable type of cliches that, you know, people hear them, they can repeat them, but they can't often do them. And so what we often are doing, and always I'll say, is trying to get play-by-plays and even using our own experiences and, you know, setbacks and challenges as a bridge to understanding how to do these things. But I'm going to, again, suggest that they take a listen to last month's show to get some better insight to what I mean. Our past can be an anchor in our mind, heart, and soul. What say you about that? That's from last month, Cassandra.
Well, it depends, again, upon how we view the situations and experiences that we have had. I think the most important thing to worry about, to think about is, as far as anything that we have gone through, anything that we have experienced, anything that is past or anything that we would do, can do, God holds nothing against us. So if we are tripping on our past, then it can be problematic for the future. If we are tripping on it, if we are judging us, as soon as we say it's okay, we are loosed, we are set free. And God is loving and guiding all the time. And again, that kind of action can anchor you for a solid future. So, you know, I believe wholeheartedly that the future is directly related to the thoughts that we're having today.
Mm-hmm.
We're directly related to.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The one thing I didn't mention when I said I was going to mention two things, I haven't been doing this with any type of frequency. The door has always been open, but I don't mention it enough. I did have a caller on my last show, but I want to invite you, if you really do have a comment or a question, if you're listening, of course you can't do that if you're listening afterward, which most people do, but if you're listening and you have a comment or a question, I invite you to do that. You can call in at 515-605-9714. Again, that's 515-605-9714 if you have a question, comment about the conversation or for me or Cassandra. What we said quickly, I used the acronym PAIN, push past the pressure, because we often have learned behaviors and things that we have to deal with on a daily basis. Our instincts will just tell us we're going to fail. You know, self-sabotage, you know, we get something started, but then we tell ourselves how awful it's going to turn out because of, you know, what we remember we went through or did before and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I mentioned with the A, to be aggressive against negative thinking. You have to, because it certainly has a way of just slapping you all over the place. So you have to be pretty aggressive with dealing with it. And I mentioned that it's an inside job. It's constant, and you have to keep working against your own defeating thoughts, the depression, emotional distresses and anxieties that you have about things that have happened. And I'm not saying this makes it sound easy, because it sure is not, but it's doable. We talk about what's doable. Cassandra, as I said, Cassandra and I both have, we've been there, done this stuff. We know what it is like. Mm-hmm. And if you can bring yourself to a whole other level of thought and progress in your thinking. The last thing I had said we talked about was never look back other than to see that you're not on replay or repeat. And Cassandra, you can add anything to that you'd like, and we'll go into our next acronym, which is future.
Well, I just want to share of thought for your consideration, for the listeners' consideration. I think about as we talk about how we view the past and how we should not get stuck in the past, I think about, and I say this all the time, Silver, write things down, journal, make lists, whatever you need to do, because I find that you can ruminate in your mind forever about something. You can be minding your own business, busy doing something else, and then a haunting thought or recurring thought or pressing fear or whatever will come back to, you know, just kind of haunt you, throw you off your game. But write it down and prepare yourself, avail yourself to a space and a position, pen and pad, to just write it all down. And I promise you, that won't take as long. Purge it and get it out. You will not spend as much time ruminating in your writing as you will in your head. And it's just a really good way to clear out those cobwebs in our thinking.
That was great. Well, what we're going to do today, Cassandra, is focus on the future. Hopefully we've said enough at least to get people to step one or jump started into how to let things go and keep it moving. Of course, I started with the F, and what I said was to focus forward. Again, that maybe sounds pretty cliche, but we'll talk about what I'm going to talk about what I did and what I do. I wrote that what you focus on is what will bear fruit, either fresh or rotten. And if you're constantly focusing on the past, of course you're reproducing those thoughts, and we tell ourselves that we can't help it. I remember clearly when I knew thought that I could not control the thoughts that were bouncing around in my head. I remember clearly, and I remember clearly searching out how to stop that. And as I listened to motivational speakers, read some books, the first thing you have to do is just stop yourself. And it's amazing how when you just close your eyes and you say stop, the thought stops. But you have to replace it with something. And that's when it comes into play, other types of verbiage that you will have to do. What Cassandra just said about writing things down to replace it. Now, that was one of the things that I did. Another thing that I did was try to eliminate everything in my life that was still reminding me of that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it was the place. Sometimes it was the people. But whatever it was, it needed to go. And that was a very difficult process, too, because you feel like you're chopping off your arm, because some of that hurts when you're having to make those decisions about that. Stop going to places that familiarize me with things that I did not want to hold on to any longer. Do the same thing now. It's not to that same extreme because I don't need to, because I've been on the fast track for quite some time now. But if it does happen to appear, I'll address it in however manner I have to. If it's from somebody who called or somebody who presented themselves or I ran into or somehow, whatever, however it surfaced. If it's providing me with information about things that I feel are a detriment, a threat, an anchor, or whatever the case may be, you know, cut it off nip it in the bud, as they say. And unfortunately, again, sometimes that's kind of tough because that call may be from somebody that you really love. It might be a past working situation where, something surfaced. But whatever it is, you have to make a concrete decision to focus forward. You really do. And it's interesting because people will remind you, but we used to be this and we used to be that and we used to go there and we used to be that. Well, yeah, you know what? You said that just right. That's a used to be for me. That's what it used to be. I'm on a new, I'm doing a brand new thing. So that doesn't matter anymore. So focus forward, and you know, those are just some tips that are tried and true. They work, but they, again, implementing them may create a challenge. But be strong, woman. Be strong, man. Do what you got to do.
Yes. You know, Silver, we used to wear size sixes too. things they do be a changing. You know, I think that is definitely accurate and true. If you think for a visual of what you are looking at, and going in that direction. Whatever you are looking at is the direction that you're going into. So if you are looking back, your feet are not moving forward. If they are moving forward and you're looking back, you have no idea what you are going into, what you're even seeing. In other words, your direction is clouded by a past that you might be looking back at. When you talk about focus on a future and eliminating those things that no longer serve us, it does take a sense of self-awareness, but all you have to do is reach to see what you're feeling at any given time. Our bodies are very good in responding to elements that intellectually we are not even aware of. If you feel angst or uneasy in the company of, you might want to check that or that person. If you feel afraid and anxious when watching the news, listening to the headlines, watching certain movies or whatnot, shut them off. Check that or that situation. And the other thing, Silver, as you say, the universe abhors a void. So to say no is critical, to put your foot and your face down and say no. But you got to feed yourself. We talk all the time about having happy meals. You got to feed yourself something else. The mind never stops. It is ceaseless. And it will ruminate on whatever is in there. So you have to, with focus and intention, get some information, learn about a new adventure that you want to explore, have people or places that you can go that give you that immediate feel good, that gratification, and stay facing forward and moving toward the future.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to head into you, and we're going to knock out both those U's, the one in the FUTNU, and then we'll get to the TRE. But 2 points, and Cassandra, I'm going to let you go ahead and take off on this one if it hits a thought. The first, you will have utilized tools for changing how you see things. And one of my points that I'm going to talk about is vision boards. And then to unsee the past, to work on new visuals. Now, I know that's going to be something that can be creative, and I'll share about that. Start with that, utilize tools for changing how you see things and unsee the past.
Well, yes, let's say a vision board. Again, I say it 100 times. I will say it 100 more. It is my truth, and it has worked. Journaling, it is a discipline. Mm-hmm. It is a spiritual discipline. Utilizing tools, vision boards are, again, a wonderful tool, Silver, and I agree with you. And now, interestingly enough, unsee. How the heck you do that? How do you not see what you see? Again, as it relates to a vision board, you literally put something in your sight of vision that is corresponding with your dreams and desires. And you train yourself to believe in the thing that you want. It is not possible to conceive of a thing without it in the universal ether beginning to form and shape and manifest itself to try to make its way to you. But if all you are seeing are the times and situations that it didn't work out, or all the people who you know who tried and failed, if all you are hearing is that fearful voice in your head, I don't want to risk too much, I might get hurt, I might get embarrassed, right? Then what you are doing is blocking the flow. So a vision board is a great tool to give you a visual. Our minds cannot help but react to what we see. which is critical, again, to the first point, what's your focus, what you're looking at. And then, again, unseeing it. Stop looking at things. Stop seeing things. Turn completely away. Do not look at things you do not want to experience, things you do not want in your life. And we do it all the time. There is more activity at an accident than in a library, usually, right? There's at a train wreck or at a fight. And people just stop and watch, mesmerized almost by madness.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
True.
Look away.
Exactly.
Look only at that you want in your life. And that is a discipline and a practice, but it is the only way that I know to stop seeing, to fill your mind with things that work, to think on the affirmative side of life versus hell's gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you will find whatever you're looking for, plenty of it.
Absolutely, you will. Okay, I'm gonna reflect on that a little bit too before we move into our tea. Utilizing tools for changing how you see things. I recently, within the last couple of weeks, reviewed and renewed my vision board. Delighted to see that the stuff from the last time had been done and accomplished. That was pretty exciting. It was even more exciting doing the new one, and I'm going to tell you a couple things about that. First of all, it created an energy in me that was really exciting. I did not, and when I encourage you not to, don't put fantasy stuff on your vision board of things or people that it's just some type of fantasy. And when I say that, if you want to live in a home or drive a certain kind of car, want a certain type of position in life and all of that, that does not have to be a fantasy, because the way I see those themes and opportunities, those are truly obtainable. So think in terms of what is attainable, but you also got to think of, if you put up an 8-bedroom home with 10,000 square feet or whatever, it's important too that you are going to visualize perhaps getting a certain type of on a pathway to creating the manifestation of that happening for you. It may be that you are seeking out a CEO position or business opportunity of some sort. That should go on your vision board. Your vision board actually has connections to what you have actually put on it. So think, even though it has not manifest, think realistically and logically. When I look at my vision board, I see everything as being haveable. It's not that I look and think, oh, wow, what a nice dream. I don't think that. I think that I'm getting ready to get that stuff at some point. That's what's going to happen, period. And period with a T on it, as people say, period. That's stuff that's going to happen for me. And Cassandra said a few minutes ago about visualize whatever it is you want in life. And here's what I want you to tell yourself, as crazy as that may seem, that whatever you want, it wants you too. And you got to tell yourself that it wants, yes, that it wants you too. And when you can make that kind of connection, I mean, I literally feel it in my gut when I say that. I feel it in my the room right now where I am, and the room that I have is my office. It's up there. I don't even have to look at it because I feel it. When I created it, it got instilled in me. When I look at it, I just kind of like smile and my heart kind of flutters. But I literally feel this energy of those pictures, of those words, of those scriptures. I feel the penetration of them in my environment. So give careful thought and even prayer to what it is you're creating on your vision board. Don't make it some type of, dream-like fantasy. Now, I'm all for dreaming and you know, creating a dream. That's not what I mean. I think you understand what I mean. Don't force yourself into another pattern of thinking that just has you wishing and hoping and, you know, faltering in that place forever, because none of that stuff you have on that vision board is happening. There's a whole creation process, and it began when you put it up on your board. It's a creation process. It's a creation process to manifestation. Yes, there are miracles, and, you know, wonderful if that becomes a part or is the manifestation of it. But typically, there are connectors within that vision board. So work on utilizing whatever you can for pictures of what you want your future to be like, what you want to experience, the type of people you want to be around and be a part of, all of that. That's what it should look like. And then, did you want to say something, Cassandra?
I just want to say, I think, again, affirmations also are great. Put them in front of you. Remind yourself mm-hmm. so when your mind, I mean, this is, again, actually training yourself how to think, retraining yourself. So go on, that's it.
That's actually in our, we'll get to that.
Unsee the past.
Work on new visuals. You know, only you, whoever's listening, know what it is that you're exposing yourself to that may carry negative content from your past. And I know it could be close relationships. It could be so many different things that the exposure is there. When you're dealing with seeing things from your past, and I know some of those things are just excruciating things to have to try to unsee because you can't make it unbe. I get that. However, I do know that even when you have experienced trauma, when you have experienced negative things, the thought of unseeing does not erase, because that's not what I said to do. You can't erase those things. You can unsee those things and begin living in a new space in your mind. And I think of horrible abuses, you know, maybe as a child, or traumatic experience of so many sorts. No, you can't erase that. But you have to get to a point where you stop seeing that as your where you live and move and have your being, because there are things outside of that. You're in the here and you're in the now. Deal with that pain. Dealing with the pain is sometimes more painful than the pain that happened. But deal with that so you can get free from that. And so you can stop seeing what happened and seeing what's going to happen. So our next one is R, Cassandra. Repeat your affirmations over and over. Repeat those affirmations over and over. I'm wonderful. You know, I'm perfect. I believe in myself. I can do all
I'm
things
able.
Through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, absolutely. All of
my good,
on my
good is. Yes, my good is working its way to me. I receive my good. I am worthy. Yes,
mm-hmm.
all
mm-hmm.
of those things.
There's a billion of them. You come up with your mm-hmm. own. And here's the challenging part of that is when you have to just keep saying it enough until you believe it, until you start to feel that excitement. I can remember often writing my affirmation 1,000 times. Yes, indeed, for real. Writing it 1,000 times. I don't know if I still have that notebook, but I would write my affirmation 1,000 times. And, you know, I read that somewhere to do that, so I did it. And it, you know, you want to put these thoughts on lock, right? So
yes.
What are you going to do? Go through the day and just, you know, randomly wait for it to come across your thinking? That could happen, but typically mm-hmm. that's not at the most convenient time, because you spent the last 2 or 3 hours thinking about something else that was rotten. So if you keep yourself full of it, if you write something down 1,000 times, it's going to take hold somewhere. And I mean sitting down, maybe write it 100 times and today and 100 more times tomorrow or whatever works for you. But repeat your affirmations over and over. And there's this wonderful thing now where you can just get some YouTube or something, you know, recordings and stuff, and just listen to it over and over. All of that really does work. I have a couple of YouTube inspirations that I listen to regularly. Now, the backdrop is music, very soft, very calm, and very sweet music. But on the screen, it's showing me scripture. And the ones I listen to about three of them. They have 3 hours of just rotating scriptures. I'm not staring at the screen all the time, but I'll minimize every now and then, and I'll look and see what's there, you know, and say it. So there are things you can do. I have friends that have listened to the motivational type, like Cassandra and I were just speaking. So whatever works, but you have to repeat your affirmations over and over until you just are really, really knowing that you're exciting and so is your future.
You know, Silver, as disobedient children, in school, we, or was it just me, was told to write 100 times, "I will not." And I love your phrase, put that sentiment, put that thought, put that consciousness on lock. It works. Human beings are creatures of habit. And that is the best news and possibly the worst news. The best news is because with focus and intention, we can habit ourselves, we can position ourselves to create and really life-supporting, life-sustaining habits.
Mm-hmm. And
the worst-case scenario, we find ourselves where we find ourselves doing things that we've always done and think that that's all that there is to life. But let's, again, stay on the affirmative side of life. If you purpose yourself to write anything down 100 times a day, 10 times a day, repeatedly, and until you get to 1,000, and then pick another. Whatever the discipline is, it will be honored. It will become a part. Silver, I bet that you remember word for word whatever you wrote down 1,000 times all those years ago.
Yeah, but I'm wonderful.
All right. That's
made.
Easy.
Yeah,
but there were probably a hundred different ones. But verbatim, do you still remember them? On lock.
Yeah,
what
I want to say about that is what it comes out of me. I can't say that I remember exactly what I wrote then because it lives in me now and it comes out of me all the time. I don't know that I remember verbatim those sentences that I wrote. Most of them began with me, this I know, most of them began with me lifting my self-esteem, understanding. I do remember that. I don't remember the exact statements that I wrote at that time, but I live it now. You know, it's living and breathing in me now and comes out of me with the greatest of ease.
Well, that's better than being able to call them up verbatim. that it lives in you. That it lives in you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we are all of us just so full of potential. Just bursting with potential. Constantly creating and manifesting things. But we have to create the mold. We have to create the mold for that manifestation. And if you imagine a mold that our thoughts are poured into, and it takes whatever time it takes for it to solidify or congeal or whatever, And again, as we stay focused, as we do repeat these affirmations, as we do keep our eye on the prize, and one day, almost like magic, we find ourselves in that exact situation, or we find those things that we affirmed living in us, as Silver talked about. It just takes it. The hardest part, maybe the hardest part, is really staying on your course in the storm. Other than that, it's easy. Other than that, you know, when you're not pressed or stressed or challenged, I dare you to give yourself 10 minutes a day and think of all things good, and train and focus your, you know, and listen to yourself and love yourself and adore yourself. That's easy. But if you have a practice of doing that in the storm, it will be, again, a part of the habit that you do, the way you do you.
Yes, indeed. Well, our E is every day is a new day, and you must remember that if you have to start again from square one. And I say that to mean there's a lot of feeling that happens when you're trying to get rid of your thoughts from the past, because, again, as I said, you know, people keep showing up, stuff keeps showing up, and stuff just keeps showing up. And then when you feel like in your mind, well, I said enough stuff that, you know, this stuff should have disappeared. No, it's not magic. It's manifestation. And you have to remember that just because it didn't work out right away, it doesn't mean that you have failed. You're practicing. You're trying. You're working on it. And as long as you're doing that, it doesn't matter if a day didn't work out well or if something you felt was going to happen didn't, and now you really are back at square one. You have to know that every day is a new day, and sometimes it's a new day twice in one day. You may have to start over. Give yourself forgiveness. Give yourself the opportunity to not be, you know, be gentle with yourself. Not be so hard on yourself. That's a tough thing sometimes. Again, when people pop up and stuff pops up that reminds you that you didn't succeed, or you know, you lost your home or you lost your car or whatever. You know, there's so many things in life that we reflect back on that make us feel like it was the worst thing that could have happened, and it's going to affect us always, and it's just not the absolute truth for sure. Work on it. That's what I say. Work on it. Work on it. Keep trying. Keep practicing all of the things that you heard Cassandra and I say. And I can promise you, if you look at every day as a new opportunity and throughout the day as, okay, well, Jesus, I messed up, or that didn't work out, or it was supposed to, but it didn't, and, oh, God, in reality, this is just messed up. Just start again. Just start again. And your start again may not be a jump start again. It may mean that you really do have to clean up something. It may mean that you really do have to fix something. It may mean that you have to adjust something. But whenever that happens, remember that that's what you do with it. You don't sit on it and say, I knew this was going to happen because nothing ever happened good to me before. And because that happened to me, this is why this happened to me. Do not do that, because opportunity abounds. Life is big, people. It's big. And there is something out there for you. If it wasn't that thing, it can be another thing. So start new. Don't be afraid to explore. Don't be afraid to try things. And that doesn't work, try something else. But remember, please remember, that the opportunities are, oh, my God, life is so big. Every idea, if you look around you that's been created, there's a gazillion more ideas waiting to happen. So make sure you yeah, keep yourself in that right space. And I just realized I skipped T, and I'm going to ask you, Cassandra, if you would just let's go backtrack a little bit, because it was take charge of your future. And what I was really going to say is how often we let other people guide how we're going through stuff going forward. We let them tell us what's going to work, and it's really very much up to us. Can you add to that?
I certainly can. And again, yes, and let me pick up with where you left up on the E. Do be patient with yourself, because it is the state of being human that we are born into a world as infants and raised by people, and they teach us the best of what they know. And before we even learn to question and say, but wait, but really, then it becomes our truth. And then we grow and bump our heads or bruise our knees or realize this does not quite sum me up. And then you've got to, what it seems to be, as Silver said, start over. But any day that you wake up and realize that you are in control of your life, let me backstep. Any day that you wake up and realize that you are in control of your thinking, you are in control of your life. And no one can do you better than you can do you. Nobody was meant to. And so when we began to realize that the things that we may have thought to be true don't serve us, serve rather to frighten or bind us, then let us freely, willingly, quickly throw off those shackles and begin to decide what it is that we want for ourselves. I say universe is saying, okay, what? Silver talked about everything that you see and touch began as an idea in somebody's mind. And the universe is not exhausted. It doesn't say, well, I already created this and I already created that. It is inexhaustible. It only takes our focus. It takes our faith. It really takes our faith. Because you got to know that you know that you know in order to not abandon yourself and your dreams on your way to your future. You just got to know. And should you fall short, as Silver said, pick yourself up and take control of your future. Take charge of your life. Take direction with your thinking. Stay your course. Keep your eye on the prize. Continue looking forward, not looking behind. And you will get where you're going. It's the law. It really is.
Absolutely. I just want to say one more thing. I think it's kind of funny that I thought of this. But when you take charge, oftentimes we are waiting on other people to give us a push forward or a helping hand. And that's quite all right, but remember that a lot of people aren't going to do that. They just are not. So don't always depend on that unless you've got a tried and true, trusted, friend, partner, relationship, who you know they won't let what their word fall to the ground. But just remember it happens. And I want to say this to the people who promise to help and do stuff. Don't promise to help and do stuff and then don't, because that is one of the most disappointing things a person can face if you've made a promise to help them get past certain things, or maybe you promised an opportunity or money, or again, it could be a myriad of things. But I just encourage you not to make promises where people are trying to get past places of hurt and places where they've been down, depressed, and they really thought that you were going to do something. My thoughts here is just say no, I can't, and I'm sorry. That's the best way to leave that, because then that helps. And I'm saying this because this has happened to me. Let people know that you can't or won't do that. And it may be hard for them to understand, but it's better to deal with the truth of a situation, because then I can move on and know what I need to do next instead of waiting for you to show up like you said. So
And can I add something to that?
But I think it's important. Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And for the person that is maybe waiting for someone to do something, let us also remember that if God be for us, nobody's not following through can derail your dream. That we do not have to count flesh. We can trust the integrity of God. We can trust the integrity of the universe.
Indeed.
We can trust the integrity of cause and effect. We can trust the law of attraction. And so, and part of that envisioning, part of that preparing for your future, is being open at the top, is not pinning all of your hopes on somebody doing anything. Leave yourself open to see how God says yes, how universe brings things into manifestation. It's the most blessed surprise you'll ever experience. But when you pin all your hopes or your whole dream or future is hinging on somebody following through and that person does not. And yes, to Silver's point, don't. Well, first of all, I'll tell you, it's tricky business because what you do to one, you do to yourself. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
But for the one in anticipation, stay in anticipation and stay hopeful because, again, all you've got to do is hold the dream. All you've got to do is hold the dream and not close the door because somebody didn't follow through. Leave the door open, leave your mind open, and be expecting and excited to see how it comes manifest. Hold the dream.
Yes. Thank you, my friend. That was some good stuff. And you know how much I appreciate you. I don't know how much I can say it. I have to say it at least every month because it's certainly true. You contribute so much to these conversations, and I know you know how important I think they are for people. So I just truly thank you, my sister, my friend, and superstar.
It's my pleasure. You know, Silver, we need the one of us, you or I, take these lightly.
Mm-mm.
But it is not something that I am doing or giving away. I am expanded. I am blessed. These are the kind of, as we talk about our environment and creating those situations that are life affirming, these are the kind of conversations I want to have. This is the environment that I choose to be in. So I thank you for trusting me with your listening audience and bringing me in once a month so we can expand this consciousness and grow. I mean, we are, after all, talking about mastering our mindset. And that's a process.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Well, again, I thank you, and I already am looking forward to that first show of the new year.
It's almost time. Wow.
I know. Ooh. Can you believe it? Can you believe it is already rolling in?
And I know you are the expert planner, but I have a great idea, something that came to my mind as we were talking today. So I want to share that with you.
We'll do it. You can count on that. We will do it. All righty. I'm talking with Cassandra McShepherd, people. She is truly the superstar, and I want you to check her out at www.cassandramcshepherd.com. That's on the radio information on my page. So please do that. She's an amazing individual, and I know you love learning more about her and perhaps having her on your venue at some point in time. Dear friend, I'm going to let you go. Thank you again for your time, and I will check in with you real soon.
Always a pleasure. All right. Take care.
Absolutely. All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye. And I want to thank all of you as well for hanging in there with me today and hanging in there in life right now because this show has been crazy, huh? It really has. But you know what? We're going to make it. We're going to make it past this, and we're going to be shouting hallelujah in 2021. At least that's my plan and my prayer. We're going to get there, and we're going to show up strong. Say that over and over. I'm showing up strong in 2021. Yes, indeed. I said, I'm looking forward to the next show. I may have another one or two before this month is out, but for sure, mark your calendar for the first Monday in January. See what we're talking about on that day. I'll be looking forward to you. I'll keep you posted. Check out, as I said, prior shows, not just the Master Your Mindset, but there's a lot of them for you to browse through and things that are very helpful in life and in business in general. So check those out. There's a lot there to be gained, empowered, enlightened, and educated. A lot of wonderful people I have talked with over the years. So I'm going to let you go and wish you a wonderful day. And until we talk again, be good, be blessed, be awesome, and stay safe.